floating market that was ever afloat.
Go on.
Yes, Richard?
When you said that the floating market was in Belfast, you meant this Belfast?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to HMS Belfast, all you bravos, carnies, velvets and sewerphones.
Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. Episode 5, Market Afloat.
I don't see him. He promised to be here.
He makes a lot of promises, your Marquis.
Maybe he's in the gambling tent.
He's not. I've looked.
Tattoos, show your filthy.
What is that smell?
Never stand downwind of sewer folks selling what they've dredged up.
Horses shoe, manacles forged, shackles riveted.
That's Hammersmith. Hammersmith. Come on, Richard, you should meet him.
Anything to get away from this pong.
Right, dead dog, cat skull, antlers, that's the small stuff. Where's the body?
Still on the pram, round the back of the winch thingy.
We'll wheel it round here some, you cabbage head.
Alright. Why can't we sit up with the other stall holders?
Them's don't like the smell.
Sewer folk? Smell?
For Bob's sake, prop him up a bit. Yeah, he's too freshly killed to look bad. Make a nice centrepiece to the stall, he will.
Mm.
Temple of the Arch, Lady Door!
I hoped you'd be here.
I'll never miss a market, lady. This is where the business is, you see.
Hammersmith, these are my friends.
Charmed, I'm sure.
All right, I'm Richard.
Hunter.
My pleasure both. And what can I do for you, my Lady Door?
Couple of things. Meanwhile, Hunter, would you and Richard be able to find us some food? I'm so hungry.
I'm your bodyguard. I stay by your side.
In the market? It's okay, Hunter. Market truce holds. No one's going to touch me here, and Richard needs looking after more than I do.
Oh, ho, ho. I passed the ordeal, don't forget.
I haven't forgotten, and I'm grateful.
Richard, come on.
Yes, boss.
Hammersmith, I need a chain made for my neck.
A chain?
The strongest that Hammersmith can make.
Come and get your bargains at the sewer folk stall. Hold your nose and have a gander. Come on now.
Oi.
Hello, old Bailey.
All right.
What you doing down off your roof?
Never you mind that young son. Where's Dunnikin?
I'm here.
Oh,
what are you after then, old Bailey? Lots of lovelies here. Dead cocker spaniel, artificial leg. What about a nice mobile phone? Yeah. Half a mobile phone.
Wait, is this cadaver for sale?
This body? Yes. Pricey, mind. He's fresh.
He's a bit bashed up, isn't he?
Nothing wrong with that. Prime body, that. Not a bit of rot.
All right, then. I'm a fool, but... here.
Blimey.
Struth. Channel number 5.
It's what you've always wanted to sleep in, Dunnikin.
Get that. And for that, I get the body and those pram wheels. Deal?
Deal.
Right.
Oh, hello. We'll take one portion of vegetable curry, please. And we were wondering, the meat curry, what kind of meat is it?
Cat.
Ducks.
Cat or duck?
Cat.
Right, okay. We just better make that vegetable curries all round then. 3.
I'll get something to drink.
Hello again.
Hello. Lamia, isn't it? You're a...
I am of the sisterhood.
Yeah.
But I never learnt your name.
Richard. Richard Mayhew. Oh, my goodness, you've got very cold hands.
Yes.
So, what do you do?
When I'm not looking for food, I'm a guide. I know every inch of the underside.
He's not yours.
I'll be the judge of that.
Hunter, you remember Lamia. She's a Velcro.
Velvet.
Velvet, sorry. She's a guide.
I'll take you wherever you want to go.
Here's your curries, love.
Time to find Dora and move on.
Right, any sign of the Marquis?
None.
Bless me. It would help if them wheel bearings weren't gone. Oh, what do you want to go and get yourself killed for anyway? No, don't bother answering. I know you're dead. Come on, let's sit you up by the wall. Oh, what did you have for your last meal? Lead weights? There. Oh, blimey. Marky, I have to tell you, you look terrible. Oh, hang on, nearly forgot, Master Rat. Hey, out of my pocket with you, young fellow, my lad. Now, you can be witness. Yeah, you sit there. Yeah, yes, I know he smells bad, but you and your lot don't smell so great yourselves. Now, his little silver box. See, Marquis, I kept it safe for you. I just hope you were right and the blooming thing works. Yeah, I know it opens. Hang on. An egg. Well, I never. What a place to keep your most vital possession. What? You sure? Shouldn't I put it in his mouth or something? Well, smash it where it is. All right. You're a witness. You can tell the Golden I did what I was told. Right. Here goes. Oh, love a duck. All that for nothing. Yeah, I can see that. Oh! Listen, Rat, you tell them. Debt honoured. We are quits. Yes, you too, Master Rat. Thank you.
Oh, Bailey.
Yeah, I'm here, Marky.
Oh, I think my throat's been cut.
Yeah, well, don't nod your head.
Have you anything to bind it with?
Yeah. Here we are.
I needed that.
Thanks. Any sign of the Marquis yet?
None.
Creeping Vandermark?
No, thank goodness. Did you get your chain sorted?
Look.
Surprisingly delicate. Hope it's strong.
Hammersmith makes everything strong.
How was your curry?
Hot. Door, Lamia is a guide. She says you can take us anywhere in the underside.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Do you know where the Angel Islington is?
Islington? You can't go there.
But do you know?
Down Street. The end of Down Street. But it's not safe.
We don't need a guide.
Oh, hold up. I think we do. The Marquis isn't anywhere around, and we know it's going to be a dangerous journey. We have to get the thing that I want to the Angel so that he can tell Dor about her family and he can send me home.
And he can give you brains, Hunter, and me a heart.
Very funny.
He's quite witty.
Sorry, we can't afford a guide.
I'll take my payment from him, not you.
And what payment would your kind demand?
That is for me to know and him to wonder.
I really don't think so.
Look, listen, I'm sorting everything out for once, okay? Instead of just following blindly behind you two. Don't worry about it, Lamia. We need a guide.
We should get a move on. Down Street, you say?
Yes, lady. Follow me.
Here you are. Brandy. What do you have to go and get yourself killed for anyway?
Information. You know, people tell you so much more when they know you're just about to be dead.
So you found out what you wanted to know?
Well, most of it. Yeah. I have more than an inkling as to what this affair is actually about. Oh, where's the market, old Bailey?
Well, oh, it's over there.
Dora and the others are expecting me. They won't wait forever.
Look, you aren't in any condition to go anywhere.
Well, look, I've made a long enough journey today. A little further won't hurt. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, come on, Marquis.
got to find them before they fall into this trap.
Come on, give us your arm.
Yes.
That's it.
Third door along. Here.
The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Houses.
So, Down Street is at the back of this house?
No. The street is in the house.
Can I help you?
Down Street.
This way. Please wipe your feet. Through here, to the elevator, please.
The sign says it's out of order.
Only in a manner of speaking. Step inside, please.
There's a bit of a... sorry about my hand. It's a bit of a squeeze, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it?
Excuse me.
By all means.
I'll squash up a bit.
Okay.
Are you all in? Good. I will send you down. Then you are on your own.
Now would be a very bad time to discover that one was claustrophobic, wouldn't it?
Yes. How are you with heights?
Not good.
Stay close to me.
Okay. Hey, hang on a minute. Have we stopped? Is the lift stuck or something? Whoa. Is this thing swaying?
Updraft?
Yes. Richard, listen. The lift cage hangs over a 1,000-foot drop. Don't look down when you get out. Cross the plank to the path.
Oh, sure! You are joking me!
Okay, Dora and I are over.
And I too.
Richard!
Huh? Oh, you're kidding me. Look at that drop!
Richard, you have to cross the plank to the path.
I don't have to do anything.
Richard! I believe in you.
Really good.
Just keep your eyes on the path.
You went through worse than this to get the key, and you succeeded.
Yeah, I know, but I'm really totally utterly crap when it comes to heights. Is there no other way down?
It's safe.
Oh, ho! This thing is wobbling.
Richard! Richard, the lift's going back up. Jump!
Thank you. Oh, I wasn't scared of falling. The bit I was scared of was the bit where you stop falling and start dying.
It's okay. You're okay.
Uh-oh.
So, Lamia, which way now?
Down.
I wish we'd found the marquee.
That'll have to wait. First, you must reach the angel. Tell me about the labyrinth. What do I need to know?
No, I really appreciate you coming with us, being a guide. I hope it's not going to bring you bad luck or anything.
Why should it be bad luck?
Oh, do you know who the rat speakers are?
Of course.
There was a rat speaker girl called Anesthesia. And she... Well, me and her, we sort of became friends a little bit, and she was guiding me somewhere. And then she got lost. She got taken, stolen, on Knightsbridge, and I keep wondering what happened to her.
I've heard stories about Knightsbridge, but it's good of you, taking me with you.
It's the least I could do. Oh, the others have gotten a bit far ahead. We should probably hurry.
Let them go. We'll catch up. Hold my hand. You're so warm. Would you give me some of your heat, Richard? I'm so cold.
What?
Don't you like me?
Yeah, of course, you're absolutely lovely.
You said you'd pay me for being your guide, and it's what I want as my payment. Warmth. Can I have some?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a pleasure, darling, but I...
Oh, this is good.
No, please, wait, please. No!
Give him back his life!
Bucky!
You can't make me!
Give him back his life, or I'll break your neck!
Oh, for pity's sake! Come here, Richard!
All of it!
All right.
Go near him again. You or any of the Velvet Children. And I'll come by day to your cavern while you sleep. And I'll burn it to the ground, understand?
Yes.
Now leave.
Here's a parting gift for you.
I've had worse.
What did she do to me?
She was drinking your life, taking your warmth, turning you into a cold thing like her.
I suppose there were worse ways to go.
We were looking for you.
Well, now you've found me. I had to keep a low profile, so people thought I was dead.
Why would people think you were dead?
Well, because they killed me.
If I ask any more questions, will this make any more sense?
Probably not, no. Look, you need to catch Dor and Hunter.
All right, fine. What are they?
Three levels down already. You see them?
Yeah. Dor! Hunter! They can't even hear
no,
me.
No, save your breath, man. Look ahead of them. The crack in the side of the shaft, there. It's an ambush.
This group in Vandemar is a trap. What do we do?
Run, run, you fool. Warn them. I'll catch up with you. Go, Richard, damn you, go!
I spent weeks in the catacombs under Bangkok, searching for its spoor.
What did you do for food?
Hunter! Dor, stop! Watch out!
Richard?
Too late, he cried.
Hunter! It's Krupp and Vandemar!
I know.
Let's have these little wrists tied, my lady.
Nicely done, Mr. Vandemar.
Hunter, help me!
Why did you hit me?
Thank you, Hunter.
Hunter?
I'm afraid so.
Get off me!
Before Hunter agreed to work for you, she agreed to work for our principal, taking care of you.
We told you one of you was a traitor.
I thought you were talking about the Marquis.
The Marquis? Oh, he's late.
Very late indeed, Mr. Krupp, as late as he possibly could be. Dead as a doornail.
The key you obtained from the Blackfriars. Who has it?
I do. Here, I have it.
Thank you. Oh, good gracious, your front door key. I find myself utterly taken in with this cunning ploy. Hurt him, Mr. Vandemar.
See, people think that it's how hard you kick that hurts, but it's not how hard, it's where.
I've got the key.
Very good. And do you have the token, the little animal carving?
She does. Here it is.
Excellent. We can cross the labyrinth.
What about me? Where's my payment?
Here. All wrapped up nicely.
What'd you get, Hunter? 30 pieces of silver?
A spear.
Oh, that's a big deal, is it?
Exactly.
It be off, Lady Dor. Mr. Vandemar, lead on.
With pleasure.
Oh, God. Get your hands off me, Richard!
Dor! Dor! You sold her out for a spear.
A thing of beauty. They say nothing can stand against it.
So this is your great beast of London hunting spear, is it? Dor trusted you.
I trusted you.
Enough!
Who are you all working for? Who's behind all of this?
Who fired that?
I did.
Marquis, I wondered whether you were as dead as Krupp and Vandemar claimed you were. You struck me as hard to kill.
And you strike me that way too, dear lady. But a crossbow bolt to the throat and a fall of 1,000 feet may prove me wrong, eh? Now put the spear down and step back. Richard, take the spear. Hunter, walk in front of me, please.
You can't take her with us.
Would you prefer her behind us? Lead on, Hunter. Down through those gates. Into the labyrinth.
I never get used to the labyrinth, Mr. Krupp. Turn one corner and it's gas-lighted cobbles, turn the next and it's rush lights and mud huts.
Gently, Mr. Vandemar. We must deliver a hole.
What are those voices? Where are the people?
Long gone and good riddance. Voices in the lost fragments of London above. Alleys and roads and corridors fell through the cracks.
Moving.
Shh! Be still. It's nearby.
You're afraid, aren't you?
Hush your tongue.
You're scared that your safe conduct token won't get you past the beast. What are you planning now? To kidnap Islington? Sell both of us to the highest bidder?
Kidnap Islington. Be quiet.
Hey, Beast! We're over here! Yoo-hoo! Shh. Mr. Beast!
Be quiet. Now move. Gag her just in case, Mr. Vandermeer.
No.
Every corner you turn is another century. It's like walking through the History Channel.
The Labyrinth is one of the oldest places in London below. Before King Lud founded the village on the Thames Marshes, there was a labyrinth here. Pieces of London slipped through time, making it bigger.
What in the world?
Was that it?
The Beast. It hasn't caught your scent.
How do you know?
I do this for a living.
What, betraying people is just a sideline then, yeah?
Shh, shh, keep your voices down. Better keep walking. Come on.
You two should turn back. Give me the spear and go. Without an angel's token, you could never find your way past the beast.
You mean one of these, Hunter? This was in Lord Portico's study.
The token looks genuine. Pray it works.
So what is it, like a compass then, or...?
Oh, it's a clever thing. If you hold it like this, you can almost see how it...
Careful, you're...
Marky, watch out!
Get it!
Help me find it, come on!
I'm trying!
Come on!
This is like mud soup, I can't feel a thing.
Keep looking!
I'm trying!
There's nothing here.
Come on, look!
I'm looking!
We are... too late, I'm afraid.
It's moving away. It's going.
Give me the spear.
No, it's leaving.
You think it's leaving? It's making room.
Making room for what?
For a charge.
There it is! Those weapons buried in its flanks. Give her the bloody spear, man!
At last. Come on! Come to Hunter!
What do we do?
Just stay out of the way!
One clean thrust!
Hunter. Hunter, you can't play chicken with that thing.
I know how this beast thinks.
No, wait! Wait, in my dream, it... Hunter, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Richard, stay where you are. Do you keep your life hidden anyway, Hunter?
So that's how you cheated death, Marquis? No, I'm a hunter. We don't go in for that sort of thing. Richard!
Hunter...
Have you ever used a spear? Take it. Do it. Pick it up. Hold it at the blunt end.
Yeah, I know that bit.
I know. I did a bad thing, Richard Mayhew. I did a very bad thing because I wanted to be the one to kill the beast. Because I needed the spear.
The creature's gathering itself for another charge.
Help me up.
Your ribs, your arm, you've got to...
I did a bad thing, and now I make amends.
Come on, you bastard!
Oh, God.
Are you scared? Come on, Hunter!
This is the size of an elephant!
Come on, Hunter!
In my dream, it always rears before it strikes.
That's it! Use the angle! No! Hold the spear down with a point up! Yes!
Come on.
Now, Richard!
Come on!
Strike!
Come on!
Under and up!
We did it!
I can't believe it! You did it!
We did it! We bloody did it! We did it!
Oh, no. Hunter, no, 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 no. Hunter, Hunter, Hunter!
Is it dead?
I think so. It's not moving at any rate.
Is there still a knife in my hand?
Yeah.
You take the knife. She's yours.
No, I don't want your knife.
Take her. Then touch the beast's blood to your eyes and tongue.
What?
You must do it, Richard. It will get you through the labyrinth.
Oh,
do it.
Oh, man. I've done what? Hunter, I did it.
That's good.
Hunter?
Farewell, Hunter. Good hunting.
What do we do now?
Well, we better get a move on.
We can't just leave her here.
We can come back for the body later.
And what if there isn't any later?
And we'll just have to hope that someone disposes of all our remains, including the Lady Dawes. Now she must be getting tired of waiting for us. Come on.
Well, we are through the labyrinth. Unharmed, Mr. Vandermeer. Behold, before us lie the doors to the Citadel.
Indeed they do, Mr. C. Credible feat, given we are to bring your prey with us.
I will knock.
No need, Mr. Croup. I can welcome you even though I cannot cross the threshold.
Shh. Good morning, your enormously winged and radiant angel ship, sir. It is us, and we have the young lady you sent us forth to fetch for you.
And the key?
Hanging around her swan-like and extremely stranglable neck, sir.
Then enter.
In episode 5 of Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman, Richard was played by James McAvoy and Dor by Natalie Dormer. The Marquis de Carabas was David Harewood, Hunter, Sophie Okonedo, Croup, Anthony Head, and Vandermeer, David Schofield. Islington was Benedict Cumberbatch, Old Bailey, Bernard Cribbins, and Lamia, Lucy Kohu. Hammersmith and Dunican were played by Ben Crow, Sump by Abdul Salis, and The Footman by Patrick Brennan. Other parts were played by Tom Alexander, Teo Maggs, Robert Blythe, Paul Stonehouse, and members of the cast. Neverwhere Episode 5, Market Afloat, was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Heather Lama. The sound design was by Dirk Maggs, and the producer was Heather Lama.